Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys. I'm having some trouble getting this thing connected. It doesn't like me today. It wouldn't even bring up the studio. So anyway, I'm here now, and hopefully you can hear me. I'm just not sure. But you know what? We're going to fly with this. And Anne, if you can hear me, you can call in now, sweetheart, because I'm here. Let's start with Count Your Blessings by Ron Cobb. It's a request from John.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings, none
God, because after the start this thing put me through, I was not at all sure. It wouldn't bring up the heading to choose any of the options. Then it finally brought up, it was in a funky place about halfway down the screen where I could go into the studio, but there was no call-in number, there was no PIN, there was no guest call-in number, there was no connect, direct connect. If there were, I had to restart this thing three times.
Coffee.
Then it finally gave my me my direct connect and all the numbers that I should have had. I have no idea what its problem was, but it took me 5 minutes to get connected. It was just, okay, now I can breathe. All right, yeah. We've got it. You know, you just have to trust it's going to work out. If it doesn't work out, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the Sunday, but it's not the end of the world. But we've got it now. You guys can hear me. You can hear the music. It's working now. It finally all, the third time I connected, it all came on to where it was supposed to be. That was weird. I have never seen it like that before. That was just totally funky weird. Yeah. Here you've got everything ready, you've got everything rolling, you've got everything fine, and there's no way to connect. That was very anxiety driven. It wasn't scary, it wasn't irritating, it wasn't gonna cause a heart attack or a stroke or anything. It was just very tense and anxious. But it worked. So I don't have to do that anymore. It's all done. Yes. We're good.
Yeah, definitely.
And somewhere along the way, the automatic opening song even went bye-bye. So I just picked a good one, and that's what we went with, Count Your Blessings. And believe me,
that's
after
lovely.
The opening of this show, that is a very good reminder. You know, there's frustrating things going to happen every day. Oh my goodness, there's frustrating things going to happen, but stop and think about it. You've got the wherewithal, you've got the courage, you've got the mindset, you've got the intelligence, and you can get through those frustrating things. Hopefully without beating anybody up. You know, because sometimes you feel like it, I swear, sometimes you feel like it, but it's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to. You can get through it. You can get through it. And somebody's going to be there to talk to about it. The Father's always there to talk to about it. You don't have to have a human all the time, but it does help. If you need a friend to talk to, he'll send one. It's okay. And sometimes it's hard to believe that. Sometimes it's hard to remember that. Sometimes it's just hard to think that it's going to happen for us. But it always does. It always does. It always does. I had a person come into the hotel Wednesday morning. And he wouldn't leave. He didn't want to leave. He wasn't doing anything bad. He was just being an obnoxious cowboy, saying inappropriate things, telling me stories that I didn't want to hear. And luckily, there was another guest who has become a friend, and just a friend. I mean, he's a really good guy, but he doesn't want anything else, and I don't do anything else at work anyway. I'm not building relationships around here. But he offered to help. And I says, well, if you can do that without causing a hullabaloo, then that's okay. And he did. And the wiry little cowboy left, and then my friend left for his job and went on his driving trip, and everything turned out fine. And that's what I'm talking about with those blessings. When you need somebody, God's going to provide somebody. They're going to be there. You know, even if it's just a friend that you've talked to at work, if that friend can help, God's going to send that friend to do what needs to be done. You're going to be taken care of. We just have to remember that, and sometimes we don't. We let things get to us. We let frustrations get to us. We let everything bother us to no end until we're just beside ourselves wanting to tear out our hair. But we don't need to. We don't need to. And if we can find the patience somewhere, things that are supposed to happen are going to happen. We just have to have the patience to wait for them. Because it's going to be the Father's time, not our time. So, there's my first soapbox stint. But you know, it's something I wanted to say because it's something that I was just beside myself. How was I going to get this little cowboy to leave? And he's just a little squirt, you know, but boy, he was sure full of himself. And then God sent this other person that helped me. And it was great. It was great. And what's really nice is when you have people like that that come by to help you and don't expect anything in return. That is God sent. That's a wonderful thing. So you pass it forward and you help someone else. That's how that's supposed to work. So there we go. I'm just waiting to see what it is that shows up that I'm supposed to help someone with. And I am more than willing to just be right there. So here we go. This is the song that I was going to open with today. And I just was in so much of a hurry to grab one after that troublesome start that I just grabbed the first good one I saw. And this one's right there. It's just a short one. It's less than 2 minutes. But it's one of the songs I have sung since Sunday school. 8 years old. You know, I started Sunday school at 6. I've done this since I was like 8 or 9. This is, it's very comforting. It's very peaceful. And John found this and sent this to me. I couldn't find it, but John found it. And this is "For God So Loved the World."
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son to die on Calvary's tree, from sin to set me free. Someday coming back, what glory that will be.
Jesus. You know, the Old Testament has the book of the law in it. But there are so many laws in that Old Testament that Father kind of came to realize. Took him quite a while. Long time. But he finally realized that mankind could not keep all those laws. It was impossible. We just couldn't do it. No matter how much we tried, There was no way for us to keep all of the laws. So he sent Jesus. And thus we have the New Testament. Jesus was a way to be forgiven, to be in God's graces, to be able to go home, to be with the Father. And it's the only way we could do it. Without Jesus, we had no hope. So Jesus is our hope. He died so that we could have hope of eternal life, that we could have the hope of going to be with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit forever. And sing. We get to sing, people. We get to sing. Can you believe that? How much better does it get? You know? Awesome. Totally awesome. That thought just excites me. I think it's fantastic. Fantastic. But that's why he sent Jesus, so that we would be able to do that. Without Jesus, there was no hope. There was no future. There was no forever. There was no joy. But because of Jesus and his willingness to die the way he did, we have all of that. And we have each other. We have that joy. We have that hope. So you know what? God did love the world. Every creature and human being he put on this earth, every single one. And he gave his only son to die for us in a horrible way. But he was willing to do it. He didn't want to, but he was willing. Wow. Think of that. Just wow. Amazing. It just amazes me when I really stop to think about it. Because of Jesus, we have everything. Everything. We just need to remember that. That's all. We just need to remember that. Fantastic. All right. I think it's time for an Elvis song. What do you guys think?
Okay.
You think you could deal with that?
Yes,
of course,
definitely.
A gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be Elvis gospel.
Yes.
Yeah, it has to be Elvis gospel. And I have two versions of this particular song.
Mm-hmm.
One is Elvis' version that I chose for myself because I love it. The other is a version that John sent me. And it's beautiful. They're just done in two different ways. It's still the same song with the same message. They're both beautiful. I'm going to play the Elvis version now. And I'll play your version, John, a little bit later in the show. But right now, let's hear Elvis' version of Because He Lives.
God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died, Lord, to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear's gone, because I know He holds the future, and life is worth living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain, and then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, and I know He reigns, because He
Sunday without the Oak Ridge Boys. You know what I mean, kids? They've just, you got to have Elvis and the Oak Ridge Boys. If you're going to have a gospel show, you got to have Elvis and the Oak Ridge Boys. Then you got it. Whatever else you want to fill in with is gravy, just to make it tastier. I guess that's a good analogy. I suppose that one would work. I love gravy. I you know, I mean. But to have the gravy means something, you need the meat and potatoes too, or biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, biscuits and gravy. I'm making myself hungry. Have you had anything to eat today yet? No, I haven't. Okay, then. That is why. That's okay. I don't really feel that hungry. I just want biscuits and gravy. Bacon grease biscuits, and you know where you take the biscuit dough and you, instead of dredging it with the oil or butter or whatever, you dredge it in bacon grease and bake them, and then you make gravy with your bacon grease or chicken grease. That works too.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds good. Hey, y'all want to come over for supper? We'll have some biscuits and gravy. Yeah. Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's get back to the Oak Ridge Boys. Let's hear them sing Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Have a little talk with Jesus, tell him all about our trouble. He will hear us, faint and cry.
He will answer by and by.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what and alone, my above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
Like a rose trampled on the ground. Yep, Jesus thought of all of us, and he took the fall for us. He did. He is our way out. He is our forgiveness. That's amazing when you stop and think about it. So if you ever see a rose on the ground, pick it up. It doesn't matter if you don't need to put it in a vase or display it or anything. Just pick it up so nobody can trample it. Just because of the symbolism of it, not because of the rose itself, because of the symbolism of it. Pick it up and put it on top of something where it can't be trampled. It's okay if an animal eats it. That's not a problem. But don't let it be trampled into the ground. I know that seems a little strange, and coming from me, what do you expect? But that just occurred to me, is that Jesus was like a rose that got trampled in the ground because he thought of us above all else. So don't let that rose be trampled anymore. Do something to keep it from being squashed. You know, our hearts get squashed enough by each other. We don't need to be squashing other things. Especially not in symbolism. And that's really all the rose is a symbolism. It's symbolism for Jesus dying for us. But why not make that symbolism a little bit better if we can? At least we can see it a little better. Don't squash the flowers, people. Don't squash the flowers. wake up and smell a coffee. You can wake up and smell the roses. You don't walk all over them. All right, another Elvis song. And I have been saving, I don't know, it, this one has been in my library for a month. And why I've never played it, I don't know, but I'm going to play it now. It's Elvis singing An Evening Prayer.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I to go straight. If I am locked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive my secret sins I do see. Oh,
think of what that said, and I'm still not sure why I hadn't played it before. Just kind of sat there, and maybe because now's the time to play it. That's good. I can deal with that. That's not a problem. All right, here's another one that John sent me that I have never heard of, but it's so awesome. It's so awesome. It's called this one's called As the Deer Panteth for the Water, and it's a hymn. Listen to it, because it's really cool. It's really, really cool. I think you can like it as much as I did.
Thank you.
empty heart, as the deer panteth for water, I thirst after thee. That's what this whole thing's been about today. Is God loving us so much that he sent his only son? And that son being willing to die that horrible death for us, that we might live and have the hope of eternal life. The whole thing. And as the deer panteth for the water, we hunger for the taste of the living water of the Father's love, which can only be had through his Son, Jesus Christ. But it can be had, and easily. All we have to do is ask for it. The repenting part is not difficult, people, because whenever we do something nasty or mean or that we know we shouldn't do, we're always sorry we did it. We just have to be willing to say what we did and to say we're sorry to the Father. Asking for that forgiveness and for that love, for that grace. It's not hard to get. All you have to do is ask, and he hands it to you. Part and parcel, the whole thing. Remember that, because it's always there. It's always there. I think it's time to play another one that John sent me. That I remember seeing in church again. And it's called Come Holy Spirit. It's a thinking song.
Holy Spirit,
It's a phenomenal thing to think about. It's a great gift from the Father and from His Son. Probably the greatest gift. Wow. Just think, the Father was given a gift by giving us forgiveness and love in Jesus Christ. Amazing. It's amazing. If you think about it, guys, it's amazing. It's totally amazing. Find someone that you can just talk these things about, because maybe they want to hear it. Maybe they need to hear it. Maybe it's just somebody that wants to talk about it as much as you do. Go for it. What have you got to lose? If they don't want to talk about it, they won't talk about it, and you can just leave it lie. But spreading this is part of a blessing, not only for us who will spread it, but for those who will receive it. It'll boggle your mind if you stop and think about it for 5 minutes. It'll just totally amaze your whole being. And that brings us to the next song I'm going to play. And it's one that I have sung in Sunday school since 09. Well, not really, but you know. And it's very beautiful as well. We only sang the chorus of it. We never sang the verses. But chorus was all we needed, you know, because you thought about it and let it fill you as you were singing it. The chorus is all you needed. The chorus is all you needed. Okay? So this one is called Come Holy Spirit, I Need You. And boy, do we ever. Invite the Spirit in. Invite the Spirit to fill you. And you're going to automatically start doing what God wants you to do. You know, it's a phenomenal thing. And he wants us to know it's a phenomenal thing. He meant it to be that way. Now, now we have Elvis. Oh, yeah. And, honey, you know what that means. It means we're going to rock the bosom of Abraham.
Why don't you rock my soul
in the bosom of Abraham?
Why don't you rock my soul
in the bosom of Abraham?
Why don't you rock my
soul in the bosom of Abraham? Oh, rock my soul.
I would not be a sinner.
So,
I'll tell you the reason why.
So,
I'm afraid my Lord might call me.
Great God.
And I wouldn't be ready to die.
Already want you around my soul. Why don't you rock my a liar?
For
I'll tell you the reason why.
So
I'm afraid my Lord might call me.
Great God.
And I wouldn't be ready to die.
Anybody wants you rock my soul. A backbiter.
Oh,
I tell you the reason why.
So
I'm afraid my Lord might call me.
Great God.
And I wouldn't be ready to die.
He really wants you around my soul. Want you rock my soul? Why don't you rock my soul? Rock my soul. Rock my soul.
Oh, yeah. As you may have guessed, that was not Elvis. It got mislabeled. I put two different versions in there and mislabeled it. But Louis Armstrong is good, so that was okay. Louis Armstrong was good. And now we'll play an Elvis one. And I know this is an Elvis one because I never found someone else that did this. So it's okay. We'll deal with it, right? Isn't that what we're learning today, is that we can deal with this. It's all right. It's all right. So now we'll hear Elvis doing Got a Feeling in My Body.
When Moses walked the children out of Egypt land, said, now don't you worry, we're in the Lord's hands. He's gonna walk beside us, the time is coming near. Wash away all our misery and our fear. I got a feeling in my body. This will be our lucky day. We'll be releasing all our sorrow, even let it load away. When Daniel faced the lion, there wasn't any doubt. We've got to be like Daniel, and the Lord will help us out. I got a feeling in my heart. heaven to the sky. Heaven stands before you. He's the open wide. Shall the fallen weary comfort for the weak. Leave the devil's evil sweating on the street. I got a feeling in my body. This will be our lucky day. We'll be released from all our sorrow. Leave them laid along the way. Gates are open wide, shelter for the weary, comfort for the weak. We'll leave the devil's evil sweating on the street. I got a feeling in my body. This will be a lucky day. I got a feeling in my body. This will be a lucky day. We'll be released from all our sorrow. Leave them laid alone away.
Yeah. See, I had to put the ending on that one.
I noticed.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But that's okay. I kind of expected it. It's all right. Yeah. It's all right. I have one that John sent me that he knows I absolutely love. Pentatonics. They're my favorite a cappella group. I just, you know, they're fantastic. There are other really good a cappella groups, but Pentatonics is my favorite. I watched them on the a cappella competition show.
Oh.
Oh, gee, what, 5 or 6 years ago, something like that. And I saw them win that.
Wow.
And they are phenomenal. They think of a song they're going to do. They go out in the alley, sit on the fire escape, and in an hour or 2 hours, they've got it.
Brilliant.
They go in and they win. I mean, you know, these guys are phenomenal. It's absolutely amazing. And this one is traditionally played as a Christmas song, but it's not really a Christmas song because it's talking to Mary, saying, did you know all of this stuff was going to happen? Did you know what this was all about? So let's listen to Pentatonics tell the story with a song called Mary, Did You Know?
Ooh. Baby boy would one day walk on water.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered
salvation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation?
Do you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect home?
Think about this. This was the mother of Jesus Christ. And all she knew was that God was sending this baby to her, and she was going to have this baby, and he was going to save the world. And it was kind of like, huh? What you talk about? You know, you got to wonder if she believed him at first. You know, after a while she thought about it, and she did, but did she believe him at first? Was it like, whoa, what is this dude trying to tell me? He is nuts. But there was too much going on to prove it out. She couldn't deny it. There was so much happening that proved what the angel told her. You know, phenomenal, totally phenomenal. Did Mary know right from the beginning that he was going to die like that? Did she know any of the miracles that he would perform? Or did she kind of get taken by surprise along with everybody else, even though she believed he was the Son of God? Oh, maybe someday we'll get a chance to ask her. Maybe someday we'll get to ask her. That in itself is an amazing thought. Good grief. It's getting deep in here, folks. We need a shovel and a bucket. Yeah, and don't forget the bellies. Okay. I've got one that John sent me, and I've got two... two more songs that I want to play that John sent me, and it's not need to play, it's want to play, because they're absolutely wonderful. And this is the first of those last two, and then, you know, I can fill in with whatever else I have, because I have a lot of songs, so that's okay. But this one, right when I saw the title, I went, wow, that's what we're supposed to do. And that's exactly what we fall short of, unless we have someone to support us in that. We all need support. We all need a support system. That is no secret. That's nothing new. I hope that each one of you have someone that is there to support you, that you can talk to and work things out with. You know? I hope each one of you has that. I sometimes wonder about me, but, you know, I don't worry about it too much. God takes care of it. But this the title of this song just grabs me. And I hope that the message of the song will grab you. It's called Thank You, Lord, for the Trial.
Thank you, Lord, for the trials that come my way. In that way I can grow each day, as I let you lead. And thank you, Lord, for the patience those trials bring. In that process of growing, I can learn.
Troubles as well as the blessings. And that's hard. I don't think any of us can do it all the time. I really don't. We might say we can, we might know that it's the right thing to do, but I don't think any of us is capable of doing it all the time. Things get so frustrating for us. And that's just human nature, you know? As humans, we get frustrated, we get angry, and it's hard to say thank you for our troubles. It's like, what? Are you crazy? But, hey, we're supposed to. Yeah, well, what we're supposed to do and what we're capable of doing isn't always the same thing. But we try. As long as you try, okay? Just try. You're not going to be successful all the time. God already knows that. Just try. Just try. That's all. And that song was a beautiful way to put it. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, I have one more that John sent me. And I want to make sure and get this in there. First, I want to say I just looked up that song, Mary, Did You Know? Yeah. And Mark Lowry wrote the lyrics to that in 1984. And then in 1991, Buddy Green wrote the music. And it was Michael somebody recorded it in 1991. Michael English, I believe, was the first one to record it in 91. I'm not 100% sure of that name, but I think that's what his name was. I just looked. I didn't pull it out of my brain, kids. I'm not that good. I just looked it up. But there you go. Somebody was wondering, so I thought I'll look it up and find out. So there you have it. Just stick it in your bonnet and keep it there. You might need it someday. All right. The last song that John sent me today was by Don Moen. And it's another beautiful song. It's another song about trusting God. That seems to be our theme for today. And it's a good theme because we all need reminding of this regularly. Before I do this song, it might be the last song of the show, so I want to say thank you to all of you that joined me today. I hope I didn't bore you, because I know I did talk quite a bit today, but I don't know, God was putting that stuff, stuffing it inside my head, and it was falling out my mouth. What can you do, right? You kind of just go along with it. It's what's supposed to happen. So I did. I went along with it. I hope you got something out of it and weren't too bored. It was just what needed said. I hope it helped somebody somewhere. So there you go. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you all my family and friends that have been listening today, and I know they have been. I had a cousin make a comment to me, so I know they're there. I know they're there, and that's a wonderful thing. So glad. It makes me feel good to have my family listen to my broadcasts. As y'all know, I've got, 5 preachers in my family. So it feels kind of good that they want to listen to me when they're just getting out of church themselves by the time I start my broadcast. It's it makes me feel closer to them, and I like that. It makes me feel closer to them. And we're a very close family, and we love each other very much. And I am glad that this can be something we have in common, because we live so far apart, all of us. One cousin lives in Nome, Alaska. Mm-hmm. You know, one cousin lives in Sandpoint, Idaho. One cousin lives in Moscow, Idaho. You know, it's just there. One is in Spokane. You know, it's just they're everywhere. They're everywhere. So I guess, you know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We're spreading it out, sharing it all. So that's all right. Anyway, here's Don Moen. And the song I want y'all to listen to is God Will Make a Way. We got to remember that, because we get impatient. And if there's something that we're supposed to have, God will make a way. We just need to remember that and encourage each other. So here you go.
He will make a way. He will make. The sun, the sun.